2 Timothy. Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son. Grace, mercy, and peace, from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day. Greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I recall the unpretended faith that is in you, which lived first in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that is in you also. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the laying on of my hands. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share in the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death, and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. To which I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles non-Jews. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless I am not ashamed. Because I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed to him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which you have heard from me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you keep by the Holy Spirit which lives in us. This you know, that all those who are in Asia Minor have turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy to the house of Onesiphorus. Because he has often refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chains, but, when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently, and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus, you know very well. 2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. You therefore endure difficulty, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man who is a soldier entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man strives in athletics, yet he is not crowned, unless he strives according to the rules. The gardener who labors must be first to receive of the fruits. Consider what I say. And may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the descent of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. In which I suffer trouble, as an evil doer, even to bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying. Because if we are dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we do not believe, yet he remains faithful, he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord that they not strive about words to no profit, but to the subverting. Leading away from the truth of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings. Because they will increase into more ungodliness. And their word will eat as a canker, of whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus. Who have erred concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from sin. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and pottery. And some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified, and useful for the master's use, and prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts. But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they foster strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men, able to teach, patient. In humility instructing those who oppose themselves. If God perhaps will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times will come. Because men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, lacking self-control, fierce, despisers of those who are good, traitors, heady, arrogant, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, from such turn away. Because of this sort are those who creep into houses, and lead captive silly women loaded down with sins, led away with various lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, castaways concerning the faith. But they will proceed no further, because their folly will be visible to all men, as theirs also was. But you have fully known my teaching, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers will grow worse and worse, deceiving, and being deceived. But you continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. And that from a child you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished for all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I charge you therefore before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, encourage with all patience and teaching. Because the time will come when they will not endure sound teaching, but after their own lusts they will gather to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they will turn away their ears from the truth, and will be turned to fables. But you watch in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Because I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. From this day forward there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all those also who love his appearing. Be diligent to come to me soon. Because Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed to Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark, and bring him with you, because he is profitable to me for the ministry. Antichicus I have sent to Ephesus. The cloak which I left at Troas with Carpus, when you come, bring with you, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, the Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom you beware of also. Because he has greatly withstood our words. At my first answer no man stood with me, but all men left me, I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Nevertheless the Lord stood with me, and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles non-Jews might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Salute Prisca and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed at Corinth. But Trophimus I have left at Miletum sick. Be diligent to come before winter. Eubulus greets you and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Let it be.